This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, Billy Andrade picked up his third Champions Tour victory of the season last Sunday when he beat Bernhard Langer on the first hole of a playoff at the Charles Schwab Cup. It is a pleasure to welcome Billy Andrade to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Billy.
Oh, hello, John. How are you?
You know, I am great. I bet you are. Congratulations. That was fun to watch. How satisfying was it, A, to win, and how satisfying was it to beat the best guy out there?
Well, it's very satisfying on all fronts. Coming down the stretch, I was having a great day. Had a little stumble on 15, and then made a great putt on 18 to get to 14 under and post 14. Got a little lucky that Bernhard's putt lift out on the last hole for eagle. And then, I was driving up to the 18th tee for the playoff, and I was thinking, Bernhard won the whole season long race. He had a great year, but maybe he doesn't need to win both events. He doesn't need to win this one as well. I maybe it's my time. So I was just hoping and thinking that, he already won one. He doesn't need to win both. And I was fortunate enough to beat him with birdie on that in the playoff hole. So very ecstatic, honored to be on the Champions Tour, honored to beat Bernhard. I mean, he's our best player. He's been the best player for a few years now. He won his third Schwab Cup Series, title, which is hard to win one, never mind winning three. So very honored and happy to even, be in the same sentence with him.
I know you were on the range when he had the putt on 18. When did you finally see how close that came?
It was much later in the evening when I got back to my room, saw the highlights on TV that I realized, wow, that putt was actually almost all the way in the hole and it came out. So very fortunate. I really didn't want to watch any of that. I wanted to be able to be still. You still got to be focused on the job at hand, which is, yep. You're thinking you're going to be in a playoff and until you. You can't let your guard down in that situation. So that's why I was out at the range, and that's why I didn't want to watch at all.
I mentioned you won three times this year on the Champions Tour. First win coming in a team competition with Joe Durant. You played with Joe Sunday. How important was that?
That was very important. When I got the text on Saturday night that, the pairings came out and I had Joe, it was just a peaceful, mindset, knowing that I'm going to have one of my best friends, a guy that he's my brother. We won together our first event being the team event. So we play a lot of golf together and we know each other's games. And I just had a good feeling when I saw that pairing.
Did he cheer you on? Did he keep your spirits up? He was playing his own game?
He was playing his own game, but it was a much more relaxed atmosphere than if I was in the last group playing with Bernhard. So, we just kind of did our own thing. He was playing well also. So, we're kind of feeding off each other and it was just a more relaxed atmosphere. I got it going with a couple birdies early. And then I made a stretch of three in a row with 8, 9, and 10. So it was just, I got it going and he was just kind of there. And it was, being paired with certain people can change the dynamic. And having him there and having him be a part of, our team and that's what's so great, really, John, about the Champions Tour is that, you still have to play unbelievable golf to win. But, you're out there with your friends and you're out there cheering each other on and, if Joe got off to a great start, he was beating me by five shots on the back nine, I would have been rooting him on and wanting him to win. So It was a great, feeling. It was a great atmosphere, and it was a heck of a tournament.
We're talking with Billy Andrade here on the Augusta Golf Show. Billy, I don't remember a lot of talk in the last few years when you were 48, 49 years old about you all fired up about the Champions Tour. Were you looking forward to it? It seemed like you kind of eased into this.
Well, you know, John, I had kind of a plan. My son was in high school. My daughter was just finishing middle school. My wife was going to seminary, and I was 46 years old, and I was struggling on the PGA Tour for a couple of years, wasn't having much fun, and thought, you know, maybe it's time to take a break. And at that time, Jack Graham and the nice people over at the Golf Channel offered me a job.
Mm-hmm.
Said, hey, would you like to, you know, do some TV? And I don't know, all the stars were kind of aligned at that time. You know, maybe it is time, you know, after years and decades of playing competitive golf, you know, since I was a junior golfer and now being a professional for 24 or 5 years, you know, maybe it's time to me step away and do something different, learn a new craft, and just take a breather. And that's what I did. It was an experiment that I tried. And it seemed to really work. I got away from the game. You know, the elephant that was off my shoulders. I could breathe a little bit. I could relax. I could enjoy. I could still be out on the golf tour, but in a different capacity,
mm-hmm.
being an on-course commentator or being an analyst. And so I owe the Golf Channel and Jack you know, so much thanks for giving me that opportunity. Plus, I was home with my family, and I was home with my kids. You know, I missed so much as a dad growing up with these kids, and it was nice to be home. So everything worked out, and then when I turned 49, you know, I decided to get back. I told the Golf Channel, thank you for your time, but I really want to get back into playing and get competitive again and get ready for 50. So that's what I did, and the plan really worked out. I'm tickled to death that when I got to the Champions Tour, I was hungry. I was fresh. I didn't want to come into the Champions Tour with baggage. I didn't want to come with playing lousy, because that can only hurt you when you come out here. And I've embraced the tour. I've had so much fun with it. And I think it really helped that I did take some time away from the game.
With all that considered, Billy, what's different about a win today than it was, say, in your 30s or 40s?
There's no difference. You know, when you win, you accomplish something. It's a goal. Even if when you finish second, it's nice. But when you get your name on the trophy and it's going to be there for life, and you know, it's such a great it's so satisfying. It's something you can't buy. It's something you can't get at an auction. The feeling of winning and the accomplishment of winning is what we all play for. And, you know, that's what's so wonderful about the Champions Tour. No other sport can do what we do. You can take time away, or you can come back as a champion and play the Champions Tour and win again and get back in there and do this on TV and entertain people. And it's so awesome. And like I've said, when I first came out on the tour, you know, I got to thank the Bob Goldies and Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary, Don January, Miller Barber, the guys that started the Champions Tour back in the late 70s. You know, it's 2015, and I'm taking advantage of this opportunity. It's pretty amazing that we have this league, and I'm just honored to be a part of it.
You mentioned how you set up your schedule. Now that you've won that tournament and you've won three times, and formats are going to change a little bit next year as the Champions Tour adds sort of a FedEx Cup element to it. Will your schedule change? Will you play more?
You know what? It's not going to change at all. I'm still going to play a bunch. I think it's wonderful that we're going to the playoff format. You know, the first playoff's going to be 78 players, then it's going to go to 54, then it's going to go to 36 for the Schwab Cup final. It's going to be a little more volatile. More guys will have a chance to win the Schwab Cup. And I think that's what, you know, the tour and our brass, that's what we're thinking about doing, kind of tweaking our Charles Schwab Cup series of the whole year to where more guys have a chance to win. Kind of a la Bill Haas a few years ago at East Lake. He was 22nd in the points. And he wins East Lake. He ends up winning the whole thing, the way it all shook down with the other players. And that's what we want. This year, you know, there was only three guys that had a chance to win the whole thing. They were so far ahead in point. They had such great years, Kyle Montgomery, Jeff Maggart, and, of course, Bernhard. So it'd be nice. It's nice that we have this little playoff format, and it's going to just be great for our tour.
He is Billy Andrade. He picked up the tournament last Sunday at the Charles Schwab Cup, winning that. Bernhard Langer winning the cup. It was great fun, as I mentioned to you, Billy. Thanks for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you so much, John.